Tippi McCullough. I'm president of the Stonewall Democratic Caucus of Arkansas, and I teach English at Central High School.
And I'm Barbara Mariani. I am the vice president of Stonewall Democratic Caucus and here in Arkansas, and I work at the prosecutor's office as a deputy prosecutor.
Well, how do you feel about the bill that was signed into law today?
While it's not perfect, we are very encouraged that there was a step taken and that the original 1228 did not get signed by the governor. We're grateful that he did not sign that. We're grateful, I think, that the political process played out and that there is, our government works with compromise, and there was a bipartisan agreement. And while, none of us got exactly what we wanted, we got something we can live with for now.
The other thing I'd like to tell everyone, and you really need to keep this in focus, we will never progress forward if you're not willing to take steps forward. And I say steps, plural forward, because if you don't take steps, you're never going to get to the end. If you look at any movement like this, if you want to look at the African American movement, it was step after step after step after step, and it took hard work to get there. That's how you have progress. Progress is not an instant jumping exactly to what you want. And I think people really need to remember that.
Well, and progress is also ongoing. Barbara mentioned the African American movement. I would think that maybe they don't even think that they're where they need to be right now in the country, and are still working at that. So sometimes progress is not a place you arrive at, but it's a place that you continue to try to get to.
What were the parts of House Bill 1228 that were most concerning to you?
Specifically, it was what was disturbing to me is that the sponsor, specifically Bob Ballinger, was claiming that it was exactly like federal RFRA. That was incomplete. That was wrong, period. It was definitely wrong. And the most disturbing part of it is it was expanded way beyond just state actors. So that means private citizen being able to sue private citizen. That means private business being able to sue citizens and business. And that expanded the reach of that tremendously. Not only did it expand the reach of it tremendously, it allowed for direct discrimination. And so that was very disturbing. And the fact that I believe that its intent was to discriminate. Federal RFRA's intent was not to discriminate. That is not why that bill was made into law or passed into law, and that's clear. 1228, that was its purpose, and that really is disturbing about it.
And Barbara's so good at talking about the legal ramifications and everything. I just want to say, as a lifelong Arkansan that has always lived here among friendly people and accepting people for most cases, it was going to turn our state into something that, it never has been, which was super disturbing to us that have lived here all of our lives, or even if you haven't lived here all of your life. If you've been here for a year, it doesn't matter. That's not how you want a place to be where you live.
Well, so what are the next steps? What do you see in terms of your activism being your next project?
Yeah, we're going to continue working with the Stonewall Democratic Caucus. We're setting up events. I mean, we're busy with it. I mean, it's hard to do our own jobs because this takes up so much time. But we're happy to do it. And once again, like I said, inspired. We are having town halls. We're going to have some fundraisers that will also be fairly educational. We're going to move out into the state and have some meetings in other cities, because the Democratic Stonewall Caucus is a statewide group, not just a Little Rock or Pulaski County group. So we're going to move out into other areas and have some meetings. So, I mean, our work is, just beginning in a sense, and we want to work to get candidates elected that will support the LGBT community, and also to get LGBT candidates elected. So we've got a lot planned.